Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Beautifully Complicated Podcast is a show that centers women entrepreneurs and provides them with what they need to create, build, and sustain a growing business in an ever-changing world while still showing up as themselves. This show focuses on the complexities of life to help guide you in being successful in business and other areas of your life. Welcome to the Beautifully Complicated Podcast. I'm your host, Sheena Hunt, entrepreneur, business coach, consultant, rich auntie, and woman on a mission to inspire women entrepreneurs to live out their purpose and deliver impact. In this episode, we're talking customer experience. So grab your tea and let's talk. Hello, my loves. I am so glad to have you back here with me on the pod. It's always great to fire up the old microphone or my tea and press record to chat with all of you. I've been behind the scenes working hard on building the Devane Collective, my consulting company that is focused on helping women entrepreneurs develop and implement solid, sustainable, optimized systems and processes. It's my baby, and I am so excited about having the opportunity to work with some of you in a coaching and consulting capacity. While working on my company and looking at the marketing side of things, I had to take a hard look at what the results of good business operations mean. What is the outcome when giving the pain pill, right? One of the things that jumped off the page for me was customer experience. Customer experience was a buzzword back around, I don't know, like 2016, 2018 timeframe. Everyone who was anyone in the marketing world was starting to talk about customer experience. At that time, I was still running my marketing agency, so I was one of those folks really leaning into customer experience and trying to better understand it. It was then I realized what it was all about, providing a memorable, easy experience for the customer that draws them back in to come back and buy again from you. It's making things simple and enjoyable for your customers while they are interacting with your brand. Now you may be thinking, Sheena, girl, what the hell does that have to do with operations? Operations is mostly behind the scenes, right? It's the mundane things we have no choice to do in the business to make things go. It's the necessary, not the fun part of business. All wrong, my dear. First of all of operations is not behind the scenes. There is the front office work that is focused on marketing, sales, et cetera, all those things that's visible to the customer. Then there are things in the back office that absolutely influence the customer experience. Product service quality, basic mechanics of your systems, supply chain. Come on now, if the product can't even be built in time or your inventory isn't adequately managed, your customer's experience is absolutely impacted, right? So customer experience is definitely front and back office of your business. I want you to really rethink your company. I want you to think about what you're offering. I want you to think about how you're offering it. Then I want you to think about your customer. Are you truly providing a good customer experience? Are you doing what is necessary to not just meet your customer's needs, but to make things as simple as possible for them? These are basic questions that you can answer easily when you know your customer well. Did you notice I added that knowing your customer part? Yeah, that's because actually knowing who shops with you is important to know what they like, what will keep them coming back, and what experiences they enjoy that work for them. When you have your operations of your company set up not only to deliver value for you and your team members, but also to deliver a great experience for your customers, you have a recipe for success. So, what does this look like from an operations standpoint? Think about Amazon. And I know everybody despises Jeff Bezos and he's a ridiculously rich guy who does very little for other people, blah, blah, blah. He gets wealthy and wealthier by the minute. But let's talk about the company, okay? Amazon saw their market value improve when they implemented Prime. They hung their hat believing that customers like getting things within a couple of days and not having to wait or pay $15 per order to receive things quicker. Now, are they paying to receive things quicker? Absolutely. You're paying whatever that subscription fee is or that annual free fee is for Prime, but people aren't seeing that payment happening while they're paying for the product, right? So they understood we can get things to them quicker. We can put them in a program for them to receive these items quicker, and that will enhance their experience of buying with us. That will set us apart. They also understood these same customers were perfectly fine with not getting something the same day. Now they offer same day services, but when they implemented Prime, it was all 2 day, right? So they know these people, when they implemented Prime, were perfect. They're like, I don't need it right now, but I want it pretty darn quick, right? I don't want to have to wait and pay to get it quicker, but I don't need it today. So I don't need to get out of my bed and get in my car and drive to Target to buy this item. I can at least wait a day or two to receive this item. They had this balance of who they believed their customers to be. They like convenience. So let's provide them with convenience through our platform, shopping online, in their pajamas. And they can also provide them with something quicker. They can receive what they want in a timely fashion without paying extra money on top of it at the time of purchase. So that this basically became their model of subscription to receive products in 2 days. That was the experience. And boy, did it pay off for them. I mean, that really, I believe, is what catapulted Amazon to being a profitable company, because it wasn't profitable for many years. It was in business, and really transformed what it means to shop online for so many customers. Amazon, obviously, since then, has slowed down their shipping times, as we all have probably noticed if we're shopping on Amazon now that they have the people hooked. Don't do that if you don't have to. Don't switch things back or change things or adjust things in a way that is harmful to your customers unless you have no choice. If you do have to make adjustments to how you operate temporarily, like supply chain issues or personnel shortages that we're all seeing right now today, all companies, small and large, then if you're going to make those changes, just, you know, do it, be upfront about it, let your customers know. Customers adore transparency, right? So that's another way to really think about that experience and how you're operating with that their experience. They understand the world around them. Your customers know that. So you want to treat them with respect and be straight with them when you can't deliver on something the way you normally would. So when you have to make those adjustments, just be honest with them. But otherwise, think about what is something you can provide in your business operations that is transformative to the customer experience. With that said, let's talk about a few things that you should think about when making your business more customer friendly by improving customer experience. So I have 5 things for you to do. Number 1, do a customer analysis. And y'all know me. you're listening to the podcast for the last several years, you should have a notebook. Grab your notebook and your pen, your iPad and your pencil, whatever. And let's chat. I want you to sit down and write out all the gooey, gory details about your customer. I want you to get deep, all up in their business. Who is she? What does she do for a living? What car does she drive? Where does she like to vacation? What does she do on the weekends? How does she browse the internet? Where do you find her? Is she techie or not? Does she shop with Apple Pay? Right? Thinking about that paying experience. Or does she like to enter card details because she don't trust anything? Does he like fast shipment? Or will he settle for standard? Are they interested in email follow-ups and that warm experience that we can provide through the email marketing platform? Or do they want text messages to get an idea of when their product's going to arrive? Do they open emails from brands, right? It's good to know. Do they shop sales? I want you to really sit down and write up a full workup on your customer. If you've not done that before, that's a very important part of really understanding your customer anyway. As a business owner, you want to make sure you know that and have good working knowledge so that when you're always working on things for your company, you're thinking about that person, that customer. So sit down and write that out and go dig deep into your customer details. Number two, do a survey. Yes, a survey. And I have a past episode that we did on surveys. So go back and look for it. We'll link it in the show notes. But do a survey. Surveys can be so beneficial to learning more about your customers directly from them. Do you have a way to connect with past customers? If you do, shoot them an email and ask if they participate in a quick survey. Make the questions simple, direct. Ensure that that survey is less than 10 questions. People don't like to sit at their computers for 15, 20 minutes doing a survey. You want a very nice, simple, easy, and quick. Keep it short and simple, baby, honey. Child, listen. Ask potential future customers to do a survey as well. Maybe this is a different survey for those who have not yet purchased with you. But you want to get an idea of what kind of experience they like when they're working with a company. So let this run for a couple of weeks. Compile the data. Analyze it. Create a quick, simple breakdown of what you got back from that feedback. Okay. Number three, do a company analysis. Now that you have this full analysis of who's buying from you and what they like, it's time to look at your current operations for your company. Front end and back end. Is there anything here that would turn your customer off? Is there anything you're doing that just doesn't align with what they like, with what they've told you they like? With the list from your surveys, your customer analysis workup, and a breakdown of what you're doing, you should be able to identify 2 to 3 areas that make sense for a nice change for your company to improve customer experience. Number four, time for the change. Now that you have identified those 2 to 3 areas that you can make a change that will improve customer experience, go ahead and start making those adjustments in your processes and your systems. Make sure these are still feasible to your business. They make sense for your business model. They make sense for how you operate. So don't change anything permanently without first doing a trial run or a pilot for a few weeks to just make sure it makes sense. And then number five, if everything looks good, implement. Implement those changes permanently. Now that you know it's good to go, some of those changes work, maybe one did not, that's perfectly fine. You can implement the ones that work, go back to your normal operations for the one that did not, okay? Make a change in who supplies, maybe it's a change, you know, in like a supplier who's supplying your glass bottles or whatever. That way you get those more bottles in inventory quicker, which improves your delivery times to your customer. That's a change that will improve customer experience. Perhaps you updated your customer service model so that customers are getting a more automated experience for their booking. That improves customer experience as well, right? So congratulations, you have taken the initiative to set your business even more apart from your competitors by improving your customer experience via small, simple operations changes. That is a huge deal. This is a value add for your company that can that you can now provide to your customers. Okay. Besides, it may have also improved efficiencies of your business and set you up to make even more sales, which is even more money, which we all love. So when I talk about how critical good business operations are, this is what I'm talking about. It's more than just having some SOPs in place. It's a whole of business strategy and real world tactics to improve how you operate for you, your team, and your customer. It's the game changer. So what are you waiting for? Get your business in tip-top shape so you can transform your customer experience. This is a simple way to differentiate yourself again from the competition, as well as deliver for your customers in a way that makes them feel heard and understood. So go ahead and hop right to it. Sidebar, if you are ready to upgrade your operations and know this isn't your zone of genius, well, then reach out to me at the Divan Collective to help you get your business operations in shape. Operations development and management is my zone of genius, okay? I eat, sleep, and breathe strategy, systems, and processes. I am here to help you and guide you through the process of going from chaos to calm, helping you bring some order and structure to your business so that you can get some time and energy back to do the things you love in life, okay? I'm here to help you transform your customer experience. So smash that link in the show notes if you want to connect with me today and start working with the Divan Collective on really building out and upgrading your operations for your company. Thanks for listening to Customer Experience is Complicated. Go ahead and start doing the work to transform your customer experience. I know you'll deliver something great for your customers and your company, and I am excited about it. If you haven't already, make sure you like the Beautifully Complicated podcast page on Facebook. The link is in the show notes. Follow me, Sheena, your host, on Instagram or Twitter at SheenaD1. Or you can check it out at our website, thedivanecollective.com. For more about your host, you can also check out SheenaHunt.com. If you like the show, and I hope you do, hit that like button, rate us, subscribe, and share with your family and friends. Please make sure you continue the conversation from this show on our page or with those around you. I always look forward to hearing from you and connecting with all of you. So stay connected, stay fabulous, and always remember, the best life is beautifully complicated. The Beautifully Complicated podcast is brought to you by the Divan Collective, a company focused on helping entrepreneurial women step into their purpose, generate profit, and deliver real impact. We offer consulting and coaching services as well as educational material to help bridge the gap so you can go from dreamer to doer. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.